She thinks to herself that each day leading up to the reunion, she will take a few minutes and send love and harmony to her aunts. Bill rises at dawn every morning. He likes to start work early while the day is still cool. After a short drive through a thick grove of cedar and pine trees, he enters the park gates and surveys the grounds. The good weather has brought more people than normal this year to the park. Soon, he knows that the laughter of children playing in the clear river and green fields and the smell of grilled hamburgers will overtake the quiet peacefulness of the morning. Bill imagines his ancestors, proud Cherokees who once lived on this land, enjoying the happiness that still permeates the hills. Bill chose to work at the park for this reason. He feels closer to his people and to his heritage, just knowing that their spirits still reside here, undisturbed by the bulldozers and construction that has overtaken much of the surrounding area. Bill walks slowly to the river and notices a hawk perched on a tree close to the water's edge. Bill then faces the four directions one by one, north, south, east, and west, and as he does this, he asks for the blessing of the Great Spirit. He takes a moment to thank the Great Spirit for the contentment that he has found in his life. He then heads towards the groundskeeping shed to take out the lawnmower and clippers, passing under the large picnic pavilion on his way. He remembers that the